I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and this is this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Our topic is about Project Fight, the Salvation Army's anti-human trafficking program during what is, this month of January, Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Our guest is James Plunkett, Project Fight Case Manager for the Salvation Army of Buncombe County, Asheville. James, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
James, before we talk about a special event to benefit your cause coming up later this month, can you first of all tell us a little bit about specifically the purpose of the Project Fight in Western North Carolina?
So Project Fight was founded in Raleigh in 2011 as a division of the Salvation Army focused solely on human trafficking. Since the need for case management in that region was seen as really profound, case managers have been added to different regions around the state, including New Bern, Greenville, Charlotte, and of course Asheville. The fight for Project Fight is in Western NC is twofold. On one end, we have the comprehensive case management to survivors on a day-to-day level to help individuals find their own strength and rise up from this trauma in a very practical way. And then on the other end, there's this more macro level of developing the conversation and awareness about trafficking in the region within the realm of social services, but also within the public community sphere.
Just how significant is human trafficking, and is it worse inside the United States than most of us would know about? I know often when we hear about this, we're thinking about, of course, foreign countries.
That's a really common sort of conception. I'm going to quote just a couple facts from the Polaris Project here, which is pretty much the definitive source on human trafficking, the National Human Trafficking Hotline here, and all these can be found online. But to answer your question, Paul, the International Labor Organization estimates that there are about 20.9 million victims of human trafficking globally. It also estimates that forced labor and human trafficking is a $150 billion industry worldwide. It's an incredibly significant issue on a gigantic level, globalized system of essentially modern-day slavery in which people are quite literally commodities. In the U.S., since 2007, the National Human Trafficking Hotline has seen over 29,000 cases. 2016, North Carolina was the 10th highest state in terms of human trafficking, with 140 reported cases. And most people don't know about it or think that it only happens in foreign countries because, for one thing, it's very hard to talk about. There's really no easy way of approaching the issue, and many people understandably shy away from that. And on another level, trafficking itself is a very hard thing to track and deal with. There's no one formula that law enforcement or social service agencies can use to combat it. It has to be multidisciplinary, creative, and proactive.
What about in your role there in Buncombe County with the Salvation Army? Have you dealt with actual survivors, victims of this issue, making their home inside Western North Carolina?
Yes, I have. And I can't say too much more of that about that because of confidentiality, but I can say that the area of Western North Carolina is really ripe for trafficking. Due to the dense geography and terrain, the strong presence of an agricultural economy in the more rural areas, the through highways, and many centers of tourism, including Asheville, all those things are really common signifiers of trafficking. And it's pretty widely believed that labor trafficking is taking place in Western North Carolina due to these factors. And yeah, those individuals are more likely than not foreign nationals, especially from Latin America, who have entered the country on false promises of either work or past citizenship and then who are taken advantage of. As you can imagine, this is an incredibly delicate issue, and all the relevant forces are doing what they can at this point to figure out how best to tackle this specific issue, but it's really quite difficult.
Going from the question that I asked a moment ago to your answer kind of leads me into the next one. What kind of support often does Project Fight provide to those who have been affected?
Very practically speaking, Project Fight provides comprehensive case management to survivors of trafficking, whether it be labor or sex trafficking, adult or minor, domestic or foreign-born, from the point of crisis intervention through self-sufficiency. So on the ground, this looks like connecting survivors to services such as medical, legal, and mental health support, emergency shelter, as well as long-term housing options, child care if necessary, ESL or GED prep, transportation, and even further life skills. Now, we're fortunate enough to have an incredible structure of social service agencies here in Buncombe County that are already doing fantastic work. And pivotal to the effort of combating human trafficking in the region, for Project Fight, we'll be partnering with organizations like Our Voice and HelpMate, for example, in the conversations I've had with individuals from various organizations in the area have all been really exciting in terms of plans for the future.
Right now on WNCW is James Plunkett. He is the Project Fight case manager for the Salvation Army of Buncombe County. This is the Friday feature interview of the week. You guys, of course, are highlighting the concerning issue of human trafficking during this National Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Tell us now about an upcoming concert event called Jam for Justice and other things going on during January.
The idea here is to kind of destigmatize this issue, if you will, because the first step to really ending this issue in North Carolina is for individuals and the community to be informed. So what we're really trying to do is develop the conversation around trafficking within the public consciousness. We're kicking this off in January because it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month, but we'll continue in the coming months with everything from talks from our case managers at UNCA to interfaith discussions on social justice in a small community. But this month, our sort of cumulative event we're having is a benefit concert at the Mothlight, featuring Armadilla, Ben Fawn, and Hannah Kaminer, who are all really wonderful musicians. The show's at 7 with doors at 6:30, and local booking agent Danielle Dror has been really instrumental in setting this all up for us. I wanted to do a benefit concert instead of a public colloquium or something like that, because a rights-based approach to working with survivors of trafficking is really contingent upon viewing people as more than survivors or victims. And in my view, this starts with joy, with creativity, with art, and perhaps most powerfully, music. We're not as interested in giving a voice to the voiceless, as the sort of old adage goes, but helping people find their own voice to tell their own story. And the kind of thought behind the benefit concert is if that voice is singing, then all the better.
Sounds like a great show for Jam for Justice on the 29th of January. Tell any of our concerned listeners that if they want to find out more or even get involved in any way, how could they do so?
Well, anyone interested in finding out more about human trafficking in general should check out the Polaris Project website, which is just polarisproject.org. It's a really fantastic resource, very thorough. And Project Fight also has a website concerning efforts in North Carolina more specifically. But if anyone in the area is interested in volunteering or being part of our efforts here with Project Fight in Asheville, they can find my contact information on the 211 website, which is a great resource for all types of services in the area.
Project Fight and the case manager with the Salvation Army of Buncombe County, James Plunkett, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Friday features are also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.